This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio studio. This is Lock and Load. If I give you the entirety of my guest's resume, we're going to be here for about an hour, so I'm just going to give you the highlights as they are for me. He is the chairman of the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. He's the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. And more importantly to me, he's a radio guy. He is the president of four radio stations, including KITZ and KGTK, where the show that I just took over, Gun Owners News Hour, I am an affiliate. They are my affiliates there. I am speaking about a gentleman by the name of Alan Gottlieb. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. It's great to be with you, Bill.
First time ever. I mean, we Alan and I, in 2017, we were in an article, quoted in an article together with David Kodria when CarryGuard came out, and they were doing all of their stuff there with those other people, and that's when I met him. But this is the first time you've ever been on the show?
Correct, I think so. I don't know how that's happened. We've happened the same circle in different directions, I guess.
I guess, anyway. But that's always been the thing. Of all the people I know in the gun advocacy, you're the only one that's out there that actually has outlets to push the word beyond your organizations in radio. And I find that just fascinating. But that's a story for another day. But just out of curiosity, while I got you on the phone, have you had the chance to listen to Gun Owners News Hour since I took that over?
No, I have not, but I'm really glad that you have. And you mentioned two of the stations. You also have two more. One in Spokane, Washington, and one in Portland, Oregon. So we're actually out there, and we cover the whole northwest part of the United States pretty well.
KSBN and KBNP.
Correct.
Yes, sir. Now, just a question about Washington State. I know people in Washington State. I know people that live in Washington State. You got a big veteran community out there. A lot of people that I know that I served with in the 80s in Europe are settled there. I mean, a lot of them. You're there. It's sort of this rustic area and everything else. And yet, they're trying to turn that into little New Jersey. Why are they doing that with Washington State?
Well, what's happened to us here, of course, is Seattle has become the West Coast new San Francisco. And it's not a city that has a lot of families in it, a lot of, you know, single young people. It's brought lots of people in from other places around the United States. And Seattle pretty much dominates the political landscape for the state of Washington now. And as a result, that pushes our legislature all to the anti-gun side. And then on top of that, we have a bunch of, Microsoft billionaires like Paul Allen and Steve Ballmer, who have put millions of dollars into anti-gun measures in the state of Washington, along with the people from out of state like, Michael Bloomberg. And it's hard to compete with the dollars and the money pushing our state further and further down the path to gun control.
How did the tax that they instituted in Seattle on guns in the city limits, how did that work? Did they raise any money with that one?
Not really. And again, I mean, but that wasn't their intent. Their intent from day one was to drive gun stores out of business, out of the city of Seattle. And they've succeeded at that. There's only one gun store left in the city, and they're looking to move, and as soon as they get a new location across the city limits, out of the city limits, they will be leaving the city as well. So there'll be no gun stores in Seattle. Just like San Francisco, which has no gun stores in their city limits anymore, either due to regulations that they imposed on gun stores there.
Right. But I mean, there's still gun stores circling Seattle, aren't there?
Oh, sure, because people in Seattle, there's a lot of people still want firearms and ammunition. Now they have to leave the city to go get it. Stores in the Seattle couldn't do business because there's a $25 tax on guns and tax on every round of ammunition you bought as well, pricing it out of the market. So people would go out of the city to buy them somewhere else, and the gun stores had to leave to go where the market is.
Now, from what I've read about I-594, which was their one of their initiatives they pulled last year, which to me sounds like a highway, to be honest with you, there was a lot of confusion going on between the competing legislation. Nobody really knew what it was about, but is that actually being exercised? Or I've read that they're having certain issues actually implementing parts of the law. They don't know how to do it.
Well, that's true. Of course, now we have a new ballot measure coming up on this in November. That's even worse. But what happened with I-594 was that there were parts of it that was unworkable, and in our state, an initiative passed by the people can't be changed by the legislature for 2 years. So we just got it changed now to take out some of the crazy parts in it for temporary transfers and things of that nature that made people criminals. But it's still a horrible piece of legislation. We tried to challenge it in court, and the courts basically ruled, well, they haven't arrested anybody. Nobody's been prosecuted. You can't prove that you're really in jeopardy. And so since you're not really in jeopardy, you don't have standing, and hence you can't sue. So right. Until they go really, really enforce the law against the good person so that we have a plaintiff to go to court with, we really, you know, can't get in the courthouse door to really challenge how big it is and how stupid it is and how, you know, overbearing it is. So we're in no man's land in getting it off the books right now. But eventually, if they try to enforce it, you know, we'd get there. The truth is there've been two people prosecuted under the law so far. One, a judge threw the case out as being, you know, unconstitutionally vague. And of course, nobody appealed that because they didn't want to have the whole measure knocked off the law. So he got off. And then one other person they challenged, but they could have also arrested the person under another law that was already in place, but they chose to do it under this one because they wanted to show that they could, you know, get a scalp under this law, which was unneeded. And so one person was convicted. So out of this whole ballot measure that cost $12 million to, you know, to get passed by the group that pushed it, and all the money the state of Washington has spent implementing and training law enforcement on how to try to deal with it, there's been absolutely one prosecution that's been successful, just one.
and they're continuing to push forward, aren't they? They're not done yet.
Oh, they have a measure on the ballot this time that really does a million different things to it. One, it bans anybody from the ages of 18 to 21 years old from being able to have any kind of semi-automatic rifle. It demands anybody else that has one would have to get safety training and would have to go through a background check every year to keep the gun. It criminalizes self-defense because if your gun were to get stolen out of your house by a criminal and get misused, you'd be prosecuted, not the criminal. It goes on and on. There's about 20 different pieces of anti-gun, clauses in it that really affect all of our gun laws in the state of Washington, which would almost turn us into a California.
Maybe a little more. And your governor, Jay Inslee, he just sent out a letter to the state police pistol association saying that we can't. They're not going to be associated with them because they're associated with the NRA.
Yeah, they won't. So he won't certify and give the certificates for competition to the police departments for competing in because the NRA, you know, oversees the competition. He was once a member of Congress where he supported virtually every gun ban that was proposed.
Right.
He's been a gun prohibitionist forever. He's definitely not a friend of the Second Amendment, and he shows it every chance he gets.
No doubt. I'm looking at some of the stuff he says, and I remember when he was in Congress. He was a fun guy then. We're coming up on the first break, Alan. I want you to hang out for the entire hour because we're going to pull back on the map a little bit and go a little national coming up. For those of you out there, Second Amendment Foundation, that is saf.org. Supporting the Second Amendment Foundation, these guys actually go out and do things. They have a bunch of people on the ground that go into places, ride in, kick their butts legally and change what's going on in those local municipalities. They take it to the local level and they do it through the courts, which is the way the left wants to legislate. And they have to, they're the ones actually out there fighting back. They're the ones with Alan Gura. They're the ones with, you've done some stuff with Chuck Michael too, right? Chuck Michelle.
Yes, we have.
Okay. So that's why you would want to be a member. Go to saf.org. We'll be right back. My guest is the founder of Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm talking to the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. His name is Alan Gottlieb, where you can go and join for $15 a year. Or you can join for $1,000 and become a patron member, and then Alan will make sure that all of your Diet Cokes are served to you by Mark Walters of Armed American Radio. You can tell him I said that too, Alan.
I'll do that. We'll get a kick out of that.
You know, looking at the Ninth Circuit, when I looked at their Peruta decision, you know, that was pre-election, that was pre-Trump. And I kind of think that they were looking at a world where they thought it was going to be pantsuit as the president, and that none of their decisions would ever get challenged by a court that would overturn them. And here lately, we've been seeing the Ninth Circuit sort of go sort of Scalia-esque on some of their decisions, the magazine decision, the San Jose police decision, and the Young decision coming out of Hawaii. Do you think that part of this vendetta that we're seeing with Kavanaugh has anything to do with the fact that if this case goes to a court where Kavanaugh's sitting on it, they're going to have the four votes for cert, and then they'll probably get Roberts would probably vote for them, and then all of a sudden you and I wake up and you and I can open carry a gun down the main street of Manhattan. Do you think that's part of the consideration, or is it just because this is 1991 all over again, and we gotta fight everybody we can coming into the Supreme Court?
I think there's a lot to be said for the fact that it's about guns. There's no doubt that plays into it in a major way. The Ninth Circuit, some of the anti-gun decisions they were coming out with in Bonk, they knew with the 4-4 tie on the court with the vacancy before Trump was president that either it wouldn't get overturned, or Hillary would be in there by the time it got back to the court and they would have picked up the fifth vote to be, affirmed. When that, flipped upside down, they sort of, had to rethink their strategy a little bit in the Ninth Circuit. We still have the problem that a lot of these cases that we're winning in the Ninth Circuit are still going to end up going en banc, and we're probably not going to win them on the en banc panels either. They also, these judges in the Ninth Circuit that are very political and very anti-gun also recognize the fact that it was really gun owners that defeated Hillary Clinton. It was gun owners that turned out in mass in those key particular states like, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan that voted Republican for the first time and gave Trump electoral votes. It was all, organized by, the gun groups around the country that poured into, money and manpower into those states, and nobody was watching. So it's sort of like their chance now to try to get even with us and attack us back because, Trump got elected and Hillary didn't. But there's no doubt that Kavanaugh is very important confirmation for gun rights in this country. He's definitely a gun rights supporter. He's got a track record. I don't think, quite frankly, if the Young decision, which you referenced, just the open carry case comes out of California to the Supreme Court, that the court's going to definitely say open carry is protected by the Second Amendment per se. My feeling would be is what they'd say is that the right to carry is protected. How states choose to do it, open or concealed, is their business.
Right.
You can't ban both because then you ban carry. So if you don't want people walking down the streets of Manhattan, with a gun, on their hip, then you're going to have to pass the concealed carry law that allows people to have a gun, concealed, so that they can, discreetly carry and not, maybe scare people on the street, but have a means to protect themselves. So I don't think the Young decision would mandate, if the Supreme Court got it, that you have to have open carry, but would surely say you have to have a right to carry.
Every time I say that, though, I'm thinking that maybe there might be some leftists listening, and I want their heads to detonate like that in that opening scene from Altered States. That's all I'm doing.
I understand that. You're having some fun.
Yes, I am. The thing with Kavanaugh, and I mean, this is the thing that I'm a little concerned about, and I'd like to get your take on it. I think the Republicans should just go ahead and push on ahead with this. Since this woman's, she doesn't even want to talk about it. Her lawyer's out there saying, well, I don't think she has to corroborate her story. So let's go ahead and have the vote and confirm him. Because if they think this is bad, what are they going to do when Ruth Bader Ginsburg dies? Because she's going to die sometime. She's going to stay in there till her last day. She's going to be another third grade marshal. And it's going to happen during Trump's term, too. Unless, I know she's in bad health. I'm not wishing for her to pass away. But, I mean, she's 85 years old. And she's in bad health. And if she does go down, I mean, what are we going to see from the left? Are we going to have an armed insurrection then?
Well, they don't believe in arms, right? So I don't think we'll have an armed insurrection. I think what they're trying to do here with this woman is not wanting to testify. It's not so much she doesn't want to testify. It's that they want to stall it as much as they can. They don't want Kavanaugh seated for the Supreme Court session that comes up in October. There are a lot of cases, particularly gun cases, coming out of the Ninth Circuit.
Right.
And if it's 4-4, he's not there. We're back to where we were before Trump got elected. on a 4-4 tie, and nothing from the Ninth Circuit could get overturned on any of their bad decisions. So I think that's what they're doing there. I feel really bad. Kavanaugh is about best judge you could ever ask for. His record, his legal reasoning, his opinions are really crisp and good. He's definitely a constitutionalist, supports Bill of Rights. This is really painting me a whole lot, because the other side is doing everything they can to obstruct this nomination. And I don't think it's really fair. I really feel bad for Kavanaugh and his family that have to go through this. To be polite, I think maybe this woman just has him confused with somebody else, and maybe what happened to her really happened, but it wasn't Kavanaugh. Or, quite frankly, if you look at her political track record, it could very well have been all planned, and the Democrats, having had this months ago, waited to do everything they could to upset the apple cart at the last minute so that this couldn't be put to rest earlier on.
Right.
This whole thing is just horrible. Our political system has gotten to the point that those people, you can really tell, those people are really anti-Second Amendment and anti-gun rights. They're really just anti-freedom in general. And to them, they'll do anything they can to push their will no matter what. And it's gotten to the point that it's so hot and heated. I like to bring it back if I can. If you take a look at the gun owners right now, the way we're being demonized and threatened about everywhere in across the spectrum, from banks, not wanting to write credit card policies for companies to sell right. guns and ammunition, to insurance companies not wanting to insure gun owners, to the social media, Facebook or Twitter, suppressing gun stuff that's out there. We've reached the point now that the hatred of guns and gun owners, the demonization, has gotten to the point of idiocy, and it's really, these people, there's no longer open discussions where facts and statistics are debated.
Let me get you to hold right there. We will expand on that when we get back, because I do want to ask you about that, your take on that, because I have a take on that, and I would love to get your take on it. To find out where Alan is and what he does, go to saf.org. And go give that a look. $15 a year makes you a member, and you can't believe what kind of efficient spending Second Amendment Foundation will do with that money. You can't believe how effective that's going to be used. We'll be right back. My guest is Alan Gottlieb. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant. After a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat. Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a joint news conference at the White House with the President of Poland, who was visiting for the first time since President Trump became president. Among trade and the other topics, President Trump was asked about Judge Brett Kavanaugh's sexual assault allegations from when he was in high school.
I feel so badly for him that he's going through this, to be honest with you. I feel so badly for him. This is not a man that deserves this. This should have been brought to the fore. It should have been brought up long ago.
Despite improving conditions, flooding continues to create chaos in North Carolina. That's according to Congressman George Holding. Hurricane Florence made landfall early Friday morning as a Category 1 hurricane, but was quickly downgraded to a tropical storm. And Holding expects the cleanup to take quite a long time.
The cleanup will take months, and the recovery will take years.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife. So I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking with the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Alan Gottlieb, and we had just gotten into the social media part of things, which was so shrewd of him to do, because I was going to try to maneuver you there myself. But since you've taken us there, Alan, let's just go ahead and expand upon that. Do you think that... On the one hand, I've had a lot of people come to me, Bill, nobody thinks you exist because you don't have any social media. But I already exist in the media. And, you know, even if they, like here at Genesis, we have Alex Jones, and they deplatformed everything he had on social media, YouTube, Facebook, all this other stuff. And yet, he still has all of his radio shows and everything. So he's still happening. He's still disseminating the information. They'll just come to him there versus going to those websites. Is there a way to effectively combat this, or is this going to be something, are we going to have to get Congress to come in and say, look, if these guys want to get out there and be a public forum, they can't be out there doing this kind of bias?
Well, you know, there's no doubt when Google is an example, you know, it controls 90% of the search results that anybody goes on the Internet to you know, search for. And so if you want to search for gun things, you end up getting all the anti-gun groups, not the pro-gun groups, as an example, coming up, right. You know, popping up. You got Facebook that's, you know, censoring things about guns a whole lot and killing, you know, all kinds of gun advertising or talking about guns on Facebook, and Twitter doing similar things like that as well. And they control so much of the marketplace. I think what's going to happen is if they're not going to be fair about it and treat everybody equally, they're going to end up getting treated one of two ways, either as a monopoly and get broken up, or as a public utility and be forced to offer their services to everybody no matter what. This can't go on much longer the way it's happening. It's now, you know, public knowledge. It's no longer in dispute. We know that algorithms are manipulated and changed to for political purposes. That's just, in a free society, you can't have that.
Now, and that's an interesting point you bring up, because let me ask you this. With the I mean, it was an onslaught in the lead up to the election. Everybody believed it was going to be Hillary until about 9 p.m. election night. And everybody was shocked over this. But this was one moment where people stopped listening to exit polls, the media, everything else. They just went out and voted the way they wanted to vote. Do you think the electorate, the voting electorate out there today, do you think they're still in that mindset and they see these things happening with Google? They see these things happening with Kavanaugh. They see all of these things that are being done, and they're beginning to understand that, okay, so media is this way, and this is why this seems like it's so prevalent, but it's we're really in charge here. Do you think that's is America becoming woke?
Well, I hope so. You know, realistically, we know that the traditional media, you know, the lettered networks, ABC, CBS, NBC, you know, I guess you can throw CNN and MSNBC in there as well. American people know how biased they are.
Right.
You know, the Washington Post, the New York Times. I mean, people's respect for the media is like an all-time low. I mean, let's be honest about it. But I think now they're realizing it isn't any better on Facebook or Twitter or Google. And so I'm hoping they're waking up to that. In the last election, I don't have the exact same take on it that you do, that people, you know, woke up and, or whatever. I mean, you know, like it or not, Hillary Clinton did win the popular vote. But the presidential race is based upon who wins the Electoral College.
Right.
Gun rights groups, as an example, have concentrated a whole lot in states that we normally, you know, have a lot of high proportion of gun ownership and don't get energized. But we got them excited again in Michigan, you know, in Wisconsin, in states like that, and flipped them. And so I think that, quite honestly, the other side, when the polling data, when they were looking at things, they weren't paying attention to those three or four states that we concentrated on. They were looking at, you know, national polling data, didn't pay attention. And we basically outworked them, and we won. And Donald Trump knows that he owes his election to gun owners, quite honestly, and that's why he's so pro-Second Amendment.
Right.
So I'm not sure how awake the American people are. I want to believe they are. I want to believe that they realize that a lot of their freedoms and their rights hang in the balance of these midterm elections that are coming up, and they turn out and vote. You know, as actually, you know, we're looking at in the U.S. Senate, there's only 11 key races that are going to determine who controls the Senate. And in those states, gun owners have a very heavy say. You look at states like Montana, Nevada, Ohio, West Virginia, Florida, Indiana, Missouri, Tennessee, Arizona, North Dakota, and Texas. Those are the key states. Gun owners can play the big difference there. And if those states go the right way, control of the United States Senate stays with a pro-gun Senate. So it's really important for us. Without a pro-gun Senate, we don't get judges like Kavanaugh confirmed.
Right.
So gun owners have to be out there and double down right now and get out there and work twice as hard as ever between now and November.
I have often I believe there's about 150 million gun owners in the United States. Do you share that opinion?
Could very well be. There's at least 100 million for sure.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to say they own firearms. So, I mean, the 150 million figure wouldn't surprise me, particularly if you count husbands and wives, you know, where there's a gun in the house and there's two people there.
Right.
But also when you get to the 150 million, you're looking at, you know, let's just say that last 50 million are people that may have the gun and own it, but they never really use it. You know, it's tucked away.
Right.
So they're not really necessarily an active gun owner, but they have to realize if they want to keep that gun, they're going to have to get out there and vote the right way.
But I mean, 150 million gun owners is more than the entirety of both the votes for Trump and Clinton. So
there's no doubt. Let's say it this way: there's definitely more gun owners in this country, no matter what, than any successful candidate for president has ever gotten in the total number of votes. So we could really, gun owners can control who gets elected, who doesn't get elected, if they come out and play.
So how do we get them to come out and play?
Well, you know, unfortunately for our constituency, fear works more than anything. You know, they're complacent until they realize, oh my God, my gun rights really are at stake. So we have to really let them know that this isn't about, you know, common sense gun control or gun safety, you know, or bipartisan approaches to this. This is about your rights. And it's really about gun prohibition, which is the end game the other side wants, be it by taking gun stores, and, you know, out of business and there's no place to buy a gun, or gun ranges gone so there's no place to shoot a gun, you know, or manufacturers out of business because they can't pay for their liability insurance because of lawsuits cities that, you know, sue them for. There's a million reasons, ways the anti-gun people or mandated insurance. If you have a gun in your home and if you can't get the insurance, you pay a $10,000 fine. And if the policy isn't written the way a certain anti-gun state wants it, they can't, insurance companies can't write it. If they can't write it, you can't get it. If you can't get it, you can't own the gun. There's right. All kinds of ways they manipulate the system. And gun owners have to realize that, you know, they try to sound moderate and they try to sound, you know, like they're for, you know, gun safety, which is everybody was for that. But the truth of the matter is that's not what this is about. This is about taking your rights away.
Right. Well, I mean, they're constantly getting out there and stealing or altering the language. I mean, things like assault weapon and gun violence and I guess now murder insurance are all political terms.
Yeah, well, they have to change the rhetoric, so to speak, because if not, they don't win. Because people don't support gun confiscation, they don't support prohibition, so they have to come out with other, and try and manipulate the electorate. Unfortunately, when you have people like Michael Bloomberg spending $80 million in election races this November on 30 and 60 second sound bites, it's easy to manipulate the rhetoric, and then as a result, you manipulate the culture, and that's what we're concerned about. This is about fighting for freedom, and you have people out there that are anti-rights. We're the pro-rights people, and you have to, if you really care about freedom and what America is all about, it's really not about guns. It's about freedom.
Yep. Let me get you to hold right there on the freedom tip, if I can, sir. We're going to go to the last break on the hour. Second Amendment Foundation, that is at saf.org. And like I said, if you join on the patron level and become that, then Alan will make sure that Mark Walters from Armed American Radio will get you all of your cold drinks next time with you at the NRA annual meeting. Exclusive offer right here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load at SAF.org. You can find this. The mission statement, the Second Amendment Foundation, is dedicated to promoting a better understanding about our constitutional heritage, to privately own and possess firearms. To that end, we carry on many educational and legal action programs designed to better inform the public about the gun control debate. That's a mild way of saying that you have a bunch of headhunters that go out legally and bring a lot of force to bear in the court system, isn't it?
Yeah, we do that. Right now we have approximately 30 lawsuits in federal court around the United States at this minute that we're engaged in. You know, we have our gun rights policy conference coming up this weekend in Chicago, September 21 through 23.
Right.
And we'll have a lot of the attorneys going over all the court cases, everything going on in the courts right now. Probably the biggest battle on gun rights right now is happening in the courts.
Now, you guys, more than anybody else, I mean, I've looked at the what I consider to be the big three, which would be you, NRA, GOA, and everybody seems to execute sort of a different sort of mission. Is that by design?
No, I think it sort of just happened by circumstance and needs and necessities to the gun rights movement. I don't think it's really been by design, but we've sort of taken the lead in the legal action part. We're sort of like the legal arm of the gun rights movement or the ACLU for gun owners. And I'm really kind of proud now, about 80% of the case law that's been won in the courts defending gun rights
right. Has
been won by the Second Amendment Foundation or our attorneys. And it's we have got quite a track record right now, and I'm really kind of proud of it.
Well, Alan Gura, I mean, he's sort of like, you know, Perry Mason, isn't he? I mean, he's like a very storied attorney that when he walks in there, it's like an E.F. Hutton commercial whenever he walks into a courtroom.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt. I've been with him many times in courtrooms around the country, particularly at federal appeals courts. And he walks in and they really want to listen to him. They want to hear what he has to say because at this point he's made a mark. I mean, the only two U.S. Supreme Court victories we've really had on gun rights were both his.
Right.
And so I'm really glad that he's our lead attorney, and he does a great job for us. And he's also trained a great cadre of other attorneys that he works with around the country for us now. I think we have 19 attorneys in our stable working
wow.
for us at this juncture. And it's been quite great to watch this develop and these attorneys be getting trained. And not just, you know, it's really civil rights litigation is what we're talking about.
Right.
And we've got 19 great civil rights attorneys working for us.
You operate in all 50 states, but the way you operate, the things that you do with these legal cases is really sort of a little more intense than anybody else seems to bring to the game. I mean, you know, certain places have chapters or or representatives in the state, whereas the biggest difference I've always seen with Second Amendment and Foundation is some of the others seem to be a little more reactive or try to be proactive or try to energize a base. You guys are actually out there taking it where when there's a decision made, it's actually going to stick and have results immediately.
Yeah, many times in our cases, what we do is rather than have chapters or set up, you know, other grassroots groups that are competing with groups that are already out there, we tend to like to work with the groups that are already there and help work and train them. And so, like when we file suits, say, like in Illinois, the Illinois State Rifle Association or Illinois Carry will partner with us. We'll right. file a suit in California, and, you know, Cal Guns Foundation, you know, will be a plaintiff along with us. You know, or in other states, we do the same thing. So what happens is we try to bring in local groups as well into our litigation. We pay for it all, basically, but we right. try to bring them in so that they can be part of it and share with us.
That's one of the things I like. The other thing I like about you is that you understand the power of radio. And to that end, you have reached out. You have a relationship with Mark Walters, who has a gigantic weekend show. I know you have a relation with Tom Gresham, who is the granddaddy of all the gun talkers. He's the one that, you know, I hope to emulate, or Mark, for that matter, as far as the weekend show, now that I have a weekend show to try to emulate it with. But you understand the power of radio, and why isn't everybody doing that?
I don't know. This really started at one of our gun rights policy conferences a number of years ago, where one of the resolutions passed by the attendees was that we should get involved in media ownership. And right. TV stations, of course, cost a lot more money to buy than a radio station does.
Right.
So we got involved in buying radio stations to start with. And and I was chairman of the board for a number of years of the Talk America Radio Network. I'm the one who started syndicating Tom Gresham and got Tom to do the show. And it took off, and we could see the need for it, the energy it had with listeners out there. And so it was just a natural. Radio is a very important medium in our country, and it always has been.
To that end, really, truly, I have a very firm belief that the majority of adults feel the same way you and I do about most of the major issues as far as freedom is concerned and everything else. And I don't think sometimes, I mean, like in Washington, where you're at in Seattle, when they decided to do that tax against gun stores in the city, the power to tax is really the power to destroy. And a lot of people don't ever do that math and come up with that answer, do they?
Yeah, the power to tax is the power to destroy, especially when the tax becomes repressive.
Or, right.
you know, and we get it not just in taxes on guns and ammunition, but like in New York City, to get a permit to carry costs a small fortune. I think it's $320 a year to be able to have the permit. That's more money than a lot of handguns cost. So you price a lot of people out of the market.
Right.
Destroy their right of having a means of self-protection.
I think the process just to get the permit is about $500 to begin with before you ever get the gun, and then that's just to file it. So.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true. So, I mean, and this is the problem gun owners face, and we're going to face more and more of this, I think, in the next decade, because the anti-gun movement's got smart enough to realize that they can't win on prohibition and confiscation directly, so they can do it other ways to limit the number of people who can have a firearm and get rid of guns from society. And then you reach a breaking point where there's not enough gun owners out there to, quote-unquote, be a political force, and they know that. They want to destroy that political force. And likewise, you know, if you make it a tip more difficult to make and sell guns, gun makers and sellers go out of business, and there's no way to buy one. You can't buy one. You can't own one. You can't use it. You can't possess it. You can't exercise your rights.
Right.
So, and this is what they're doing.
And to that end, though, I noticed that you've been involved in the Defense Distributed lawsuit and everything that's going forward with that, where that basically is just proof in the pudding that gun control is false to begin with. The whole premise of gun control is false to begin with, which was an interesting way that Cody decided to illustrate that. I would have done it probably going down the center of Lowe's and showing something. But, hey, I like his solution.
Yeah, well, my concern, the reason why I'm so excited about his litigation here with Cody Wilson and Defense Distributed and the so-called 3D-printed gun, is when you get cities like San Francisco and Seattle to drive gun stores out of business, so there's no place to buy a gun.
Right.
And you make the restrictions so difficult on gun stores so that you can't be in business. which is what they're trying to do. Figuring if they drive stores out of business, they'll be able to get a gun. This is a way around that, so everybody could then make their own gun if they had to. And as technology improves and gets cheaper, more and more people will be able to do it. So this is a way to stop the end game of gun prohibition in America. And that's why I'm so involved and so engaged in Cody's lawsuit.
Right. Yeah, that Cody, when this all first happened, I reached out to him then, and I've been watching this develop as it goes on. And, I mean, he's already proved his point. And I don't understand how they think they could possibly prohibit anything. But then again, prohibition has never worked. It's never, ever, ever worked. But real quick, as we come to the end of this, let me do a little props for you, sir, and throw a few things out there. Now, SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, they also have a newsletter you can sign up for. You can go there, go to the website, put your email address in there, and get all the bulletins and everything else. You can join there. It's a very inexpensive join at $15, although they have various levels you could be a member of. And you have a very interesting approach because you've got an umbrella. You've got the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, the various organizations that you folded into this. So how many members are in Second Amendment Foundation now?
We have about a little over 650,000 members and donors. So the,
right.
If you want to be a contributor, not a member, you can do that too.
Right.
We have about 650,000 active supporters right now in one form or another. And of course, they're the 501c3, Legal Defense and Public Education, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep Our Arms. There's a little over 600,000 members and contributors, and that's our lobbying arm. We have an educational arm, so it's keepandbeararms.com, which has news stories and everything about guns every day that's happening in the country is listed on that website at keepandbeararms.com. So we have other publications, the gunmag.com, womeninguns.com. It's built up pretty well, and each one helps the other and has a slightly different twist on things. We've taken under our umbrella now, juice of the preservation of firearms ownership.
I've run out of time, but we will do this again soon, Alan. I will be in touch.
Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation. Hour 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.